Monica, let's just chat a minute about the artist series that you coordinate through AmeriCorps.
Yeah, so Fine Arts Camp has been putting on performances during sort of the not summer season throughout for the past since the PAC opened. But this year we've got a really big series. So far we've had the One Young Performers Theater Show, the Holiday Brass Concert, and the House Jacks, that a cappella group that were here in January. And this week we're excited to have two performances. We've got Laura tonight at 7 at the PAC, and then Torque Percussion Ensemble, which is a group of four Canadian percussionists who play a bunch of really cool stuff, coming up on Sunday also at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
All right, great. Well, Laura, we're going to turn to you now. You aren't a stranger to Sitka Fine Arts Camp, as it turns out.
I'm not, no. I've taught there the past three summers.
And have you taught dance then?
Yes, for high school.
Okay. So, yeah, I noticed everybody had their rubber boots on this morning, and I was trying to figure out, okay, well, who's the guest performer? Because only local people that live here usually know about those boots.
I finally got them this summer, and now I feel invincible.
Yes, okay. And tell us why this, you had mentioned to me earlier, this is kind of a special performance for you. Can you let our audience know what that's about?
Absolutely. This is the first performance of my own work that I've ever presented. This project has been almost a year and a half in the making, and this is the first time I'm showing a fully produced version of it. And I wanted to do it here because I started creating the material here about a year and a half ago, and it's a really big deal for me.
Okay, so the initial inspiration came out of your work with the Fine Arts Camp then here in Sitka.
The Fine Arts Camp and Sitka itself, I just think it's such a wonderful intersection of culture and wildness, which is where I really love to work as an artist.
So can you give folks a sense of what kind of thing you'll be presenting a little bit?
What kind of thing is the word? It's always describe performances that really combine a lot of different art forms, mm-hmm. but I'll do my best. I like to think of it as a performance ritual, combining dance and music, prose and theater. And we'll be following the story of Persephone down into the underworld.
Wow. That sounds pretty heavy stuff. And this is just you on stage.
It's just me. Just me, but only it's for less than an hour. So, you know, yeah. We'll all survive.
Yeah. So are you a little bit nervous?
Not yet. I'm sure I will be beforehand. But uh-huh. when you're producing your own work, there's so much more to do than just be a performer. So I'm very occupied with all of it.
Yeah. So you've got to choreograph yourself and
just like respond to emails from the stage manager and make sure that you have all your props and write lists of them. That all that's really new to me.
So for folks who aren't very familiar with the story that you're kind of basing this on, could you just give a little sense of that?
Absolutely. Demeter is Persephone's mother, and in Greek mythology, that's where these names come from, by the way. Demeter is the fertility goddess, and her daughter Persephone is lured into the underworld by Hades, the lord of the underworld. And Demeter goes into deep grieving, and as a result, the world sort of falls into winter, the first winter. And over 6 months, Persephone sort of becomes queen of the underworld, sort of comes to know herself as a woman. And then after 6 months, she reemerges into the topside world, is reunited with Demeter, mm-hmm. and their reunion sort of causes the...
Okay. All right. So that's good background for folks who aren't familiar with that particular myth. Mm-hmm.
They'll be very guided through it. I recite the story from the beginning until the end, and there's lots of crazy stuff that happens in the middle, uh-huh. but there's really, as in any good ritual, you have a story or a mythology to bookend it.
Did you always, from its inception, see this as a solo performance that you would do, or did it kind of evolve over time?
I still see it as something that has a lot of room for collaboration eventually in different versions. But I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it myself first.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, you've given yourself quite a challenge, it seems.
But it's a fun one. It's so much fun. I've been working with this wonderful dance theater company, Company XIV, in New York for 7 or 8 years now, my entire professional life. And as much as I love the work, there's something that can be draining energy, especially as a dancer when it's so physically draining, all to somebody else's vision. And so it's really exciting for me to just make all the decisions myself.
Can you talk a little bit about your training and sort of how you arrived at being in this field?
I started in ballet. I went to a very strict ballet boarding school in the UK, not my parents' choice, from the age of 11 to 16. So really serious training from a very early age. And then when I was 16, I sort of started to feel that ballet wasn't a medium that would give me the self-expression that I had always looked for. And that's when I went into modern dance. Uh-huh. I went to a school in Switzerland from age 16 to 18, where I studied ballet and modern and a bunch of other things.
Were you correct about your intuitions that ballet was not really it? I guess you were.
Absolutely. But I still wanted to keep my ballet technique up. I love ballet. And the thing that was great about Juilliard, which is to the States when I was 18, was that there they train ballet and modern equally. And that's the reason I came to the States originally, is because you don't really get that in Europe. The techniques tend to be much more separated. You're a ballet dancer. You may dabble in a little modern, but you don't get a serious training. Hmm. So that's why I came to the States originally.
So you danced in at Juilliard?
Yes, that's where I went to college.
Oh, that's pretty good credentials there.
Yeah, it's pretty eclectic training, but it's the kind of thing that's allowed me to, have all the sources that I need to give flight to my imagination.
So you've been in New York for a few years then, it sounds like.
I think it's 11 or 12 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're liking that?
I do enjoy it, but I do enjoy the breaks too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sitka's become an annual pilgrimage, and when I thought that I wasn't going to be able to come this summer, it turns out I am, but I thought I wasn't going to be able to for scheduling reasons. I had to organize an extra trip. Is it?
So while you're here, are you going to be able to check in with the Fireweed Dancers and some of the other folks in town that are...
Absolutely. I taught a workshop last night, a physical storytelling workshop for some mostly young students from the local dance school.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow I'm teaching two classes at the elementary school.
Oh, that should be really fun.
We'll see.
If you're not too exhausted after your performance.
Yeah, it starts at 8 a.m., so I might be a bit of a zombie.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll wake me up.
Oh, I'm sure they will too. Be careful what you ask for there. No, that sounds great. Well, let's see. Your performance tonight begins at 7:30?
7 p.m., yeah.
I turned your mic off there. At 7 p.m.
Yeah, so the performance tonight will be at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Doors will open at 6:30. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books and will also be available at the door.
Okay, yeah. Great.
And there'll be a Q&A with Laura that follows the performance.
Too, oh, nice.
So. The performance itself is under an hour. I thought it would be a nice opportunity to stick around afterwards if people are game and just give them an opportunity to ask questions about something that's maybe a little different than they've seen before.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we really appreciate you coming in this morning, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
We hope it's everything you intend it to be.
Oh, there's always more, but I think it will be fun.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Monica Agu from Sitka Fine Arts Camp, artist series coordinator, and an AmeriCorps volunteer, another amazing AmeriCorps volunteer here in Sitka. And tonight's performance, again, at the Performing Arts Center at 7, Laura Careless. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
Have a great day, ladies.
You too.
You too.